Dean is off. Cindy Perlman, Chicago's very own, with us. She covers entertainment for the New York Times and also the Las Vegas Review-Journal. She's the author of the young adult book series Ascenders, and she's in Las Vegas up early for us this morning. And Cindy, the MTV Video Music Awards, I guess you could sum it up by just saying Taylor Swift won everything, didn't she?
Taylor won everything. She won 9 awards last night, Bob. And the only artist to ever win more in one night at the VMAs is Peter Gabriel in 1987, who won 10. And it was a big night. One of the best moments, though, wasn't Taylor winning. It was her fangirling over the reunion of NSYNC, who presented one of her awards. Justin Timberlake even showed up. And so that was Taylor's night. She actually, before she accepted her award, told NSYNC to get back to work and to do something because she didn't want them just standing there presenting. Yeah. So that was a fun moment from Taylor.
And what's the glitch that people are talking about on social media?
No, it was weird. Olivia Rodrigo was performing one of her songs, and all of a sudden a fake tree fell and a curtain fell, and you really thought something was happening. And a stage director rushed on, grabbed her, took her off stage. But what really happened was a total fake out and a nod to her Vampire music video, where the same exact thing happens. Although she had the crowd convinced, even Selena Gomez in the crowd looked sort of confused and worried about Olivia.
All part of the act. Let's talk about Timothée Chalamet and a new movie.
New movie Wonka, based on the story of Willy Wonka, coming out this holiday season, or should we say still coming out, given the actor strike that never ends. But Timothée Chalamet plays Wonka. It's not a musical, but there is songs. And director Paul King recently said that Timothy is like Bing Crosby. He has a beautiful singing voice. He actually says the voice of an angel and has a few big show-stopping moments.
And the Barbie movie is now available on your television set at home, isn't it?
It's available, but it will cost you a 48-hour rental if you rent it on Amazon Prime, Apple TV, Google, $24.99. So be ready to pay that. But it is now an instant classic. You can buy the movie for $20 right now. And the cool thing is it's still in theaters. So people are starting to watch it 2, 3, 4 times.
Do we know if that price is going to go down in a month or so for streaming?
My guess is you're going to see a lot of Barbie stuff for Christmas this year. Mm. I bet you that price goes down. There'll be all kinds of merch, and it will add to the $1.34 billion that Warner Brothers has earned on just Barbie. It passes over the second number one movie for them, which was 2011, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2, the last Harry Potter movie.
And if you're a fan of The Boys, there's a spinoff coming on Amazon. What's this one going to be about?
Debuting September 29th, people have been waiting a while for this. This does sound cool. It's called Gen V, and it's about a college for aspiring superheroes, and you major in whatever your power is. One girl has the power to weaponize blood. One of the big scenes they've shown is someone on campus just exploding into a mist of blood. And then there's another person called Golden Boy, played by Patrick Schwarzenegger, Arnold's son. He sets his body on fire, sort of making your average kegger night a little bit more memorable. Then another guy can go between male and female forms. Someone else can manipulate metal. But the idea is you have to go to college to become a really good superhero.
Interesting school. And finally, Stephen King has got a TV series coming. Is this next year that we're going to see this?
He has the book Holly, one of his beloved female detective characters. That just came out. There's word that it might be a TV series. And Stephen King did a funny interview saying that, like a lot of authors, he likes to listen to one song on repeat while he writes. It just gets him into his book. And his song for some of his books has been that song. Remember Mamba Number 5? Mm-hmm. It was sort of this earworm song from a few years ago. Mm-hmm. And I guess he had the dance mix on again and again and again. And finally, just like anyone else, his wife Tabitha yelled upstairs, "If you play that song one more time, I'm going to leave you." So Stephen King said he thought he did sort of drive her a little crazy, but it did help with his work.
Yeah, I'm glad I'm not the only one that happens to. And so the origin story of Pennywise is coming, right?
awesome is that? That is coming to TV next year, and it's going to be the origin story of the It character that we all love, and where he came from, why he came to that town of Derry, and a little bit about the history of why Derry is so evil. So that one, everyone can't wait to see.
Cindy Perlman in Las Vegas. Thank you, Cindy. We'll talk tomorrow.
Thanks, Bob.
There are several new and returning shows premiering this week. Dean Richards is out on assignment, but he sent us his recommendations for what to watch.
What you are asking is unprecedented.
I am unprecedented.
For a new streaming series this week, there's season 3 of the drama The Morning Show with Jennifer Aniston and Reese Witherspoon's network morning news show coming under a cyber attack that pushes the company to financial ruin. See it on Apple TV Plus now.
Something really strange happened.
I told you that company was a hellhole.
On Hulu, an ambitious young woman finds some strange goings on her way up the corporate ladder. See The Other Black Girl now. In Wilderness, a young couple's getaway to the great outdoors goes horribly wrong when the husband bumps into an old flame. Check it out on Amazon Prime on Friday. Also Friday, there's season 2 of the Netflix surfing drama Surviving Summer.
What's your big goal? Dream.
I want to be an astronaut.
For new movies this week, Michael Peña stars as an engineer who dreams of being a real-life astronaut in A Million Miles Away. See it on Amazon Prime starting on Friday.
I lost his number, but I need to find this guy that I met on the plane.
Sounds really stupid.
Sounds brave.
Friday on Netflix, a man and woman fall in love on a transatlantic flight to London, but lose each other at the airport and then try to find each other again in the romantic comedy Love at First Sight. And if you missed it in theaters, the live-action remake of Disney's animated classic The Little Mermaid is streaming now on Disney+.
A lot of expectation.
Oh my God, the expectation. Dear God.
For new documentaries this week, Ryan Reynolds and Rob McElhaney's Welcome to Wrexham returns for season 2 as they continue to turn their also-ran team into a football powerhouse. See it on Hulu now. Also now on Paramount Plus, there's Football Must Go On, following Ukraine's national soccer team as they play for national pride amid the Russian invasion of their country. And there's Kelsey, an intimate and emotional look at the Philadelphia Eagles' Jason Kelsey and his brother Travis of the Kansas City Chiefs, including when they faced each other in Super Bowl 58. See it now on Prime Video, Vudu, Apple TV, or on your Roku device.
Dean Richards, WGN News.
I got excited for a minute. I thought it was about Kelsey Ballerini. For more, you can check out WGNradio.com/Dean. And here is a job opening you can tell your kids about. Gannett, the largest newspaper chain in the country, just announced that it will hire a reporter to cover one of the biggest names in music, Taylor Swift. That's right. And reactions to the job posting have been mixed. Some praise for Gannett for trying to reach a new audience, but criticism over how the company has laid off local journalists in recent years. The reporter who gets this job will write for USA Today and the Tennessean, Gannett's paper in Nashville, where Taylor Swift began her career.